It's 8:20. Man, what a morning. First day of fall here. Equinox actually showing up later on this evening. I'm not too sure on the time. I'll give that a Google. But right now, 40 degrees and sunshine. That's what we got going. Speaking of sunshine, guess who's in studio with me?
Miss Sunshine.
Kathy Dickman from Jacob Azoo. Good morning.
No, it is sunny. It's a beautiful day. So yes, I'm smiling. It's great. The weather is perfect.
Yeah. I was thinking about you the other day, and I thought, you know, there's people that leave things in this world, you know, in lasting legacies. Jacob Azoo, that's all I got to say. What a lasting legacy. And I know you won't take the compliment, but please take the bow sometime later today.
Oh, stop.
You know, you don't have to do it right now, but talk about leaving something lasting and something very, very good.
Your words are very kind, and I'm going to pass that on to last night. We had our membership picnic. And those people need to take a bow. They're true and blue. You know, they come. A lot of people do. But you don't have to be a member to enjoy the zoo and to be good for the zoo. Anytime you visit a zoo, a reputable zoo or aquarium, you are helping conservation, which we're going to get to in a second. I also want to give a shout out to Tilford Carocious and Chuck, who came last night and entertained us. And of course, it was a little chilly, so a lot of people ate inside. But thing about Tilford, you can hear him anywhere.
That is nice. Yeah.
I took the job of doing the wiping off the bottles of water and pop as people got their beverage and handing out the Dippin' Dots so I could be outside and listen to that music. Of course, it can't help but sway a little to that music and maybe sing along.
Now you got me thinking Dippin' Dots.
I know. Oh
man. Those are absolutely the best.
So
I love it.
Shout out to everybody who's ever visited the zoo all season, not only members, but also to our members who enjoyed food with us last night, and to my board of directors who served it, and to the schmaltz man who cooked it. So
nice redirect. I'm always amazed at how you can do that.
Well, it's true.
Very, very,
very
nice.
Good people involved. That's why the zoo's where it is.
Starts at the top, and I'll just leave it at that because, Let's talk about Duck Stamp Day coming up at the zoo.
We will.
Speaking of great partnerships and conservation.
Right? So Duck Stamp Day, we always had the junior duck stamp on display during Blue Goose. That's our month to have it, is June. It goes on to the other three zoos in North Dakota for their display. But the federal duck stamp, big deal.
That
well.
Is huge, yeah.
It's huge. And that is what hunters need to purchase when they go hunting. You have to have that duck stamp. And now 98 cents of every dollar spent on that duck stamp, I can't remember the price of them right now, I'm sorry, goes to wetland habitat.
Okay.
Goes to leasing that. So it's a big deal. It makes the habitats happen. Duck
right.
stamp's a big deal. Federal duck stamp is judged. The eligibility for entering is all on the internet. Well, you're an artist, so you get it.
Well, so are you.
And the duck stamp competition is so high. And it's actually judged by artists and conservationists. So there's a panel of like five or six people who do the judging.
Okay.
Now, this year, for the first time, it was supposed to be judged in North Dakota in Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
But then it went to a virtual judging.
Got it.
So, but these people has it right in front of them. So the judges will have it right in front of them. But we are honoring that and getting that word out and doing this big promotion because of our partnership with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Duck Stamp Day happens at all four zoos in North Dakota.
Okay.
And so we're on board together with this. We're stepping out together. Each of them will have similar activities, a little bit different. At Chihinkapa this Saturday from 10 to 4, you know how fun Blue Goose Day is.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the zoo, we will have Fish and Wildlife professionals. We're getting them from the Tawaka National Wildlife Refuge, which is some of our favorite people in the whole world.
Right.
And the first 50 kids that come through, now this regular admission or membership applies.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is, you know, no extra charge for all these activities. The first 50 kids get a free junior duck stamp keychain.
Okay.
And there's a scavenger hunt for duck species. So you have to go through the zoo and find the species in like a decoy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you get prizes if you finish that. There's a duck toss game.
You're not tossing ducks.
We're not
please
really tossing
okay,
ducks.
Okay, all right.
Well, now and then one will fly into the bear habitat, but that's another story. We are not tossing ducks. These are It's a fun game that can be found over in that petting zoo area on the green. There's a matching game. There's artwork, and kids and our adults can design their own duck stamp in the Nature Center because we'll have the duck stamp paper there, and they can, with the little border on it, the stamp paper border, and it's going to be so much fun, and we're very excited about it. And Tewakan will be there. Our U.S. Fish and Wildlife partners, Tom, will be there to host.
Right.
Yeah, he's all about this. So.
The host with the most,
the host
Tom
with
Schmall.
The most. And we're just celebrating duck stamp, how people can get it. Some people collect it. Even if you're a non-hunter and you don't need it, people collect it. It is a piece of art.
Okay.
I'm very excited about seeing these finalists, their work. And we will have copies of that there for people to see who's going to – and it'll be announced on Saturday. So you'll be able to see that online too.
Okay.
Or if you're at the zoo, we'll be able to tell you because we're going to be listening to that around 2 o'clock. So.
How much fun is this going to be? Where do you think of all this?
Oh, I mean, no. This came to us by way of Christine Askeruth, who used to be at Tewakan, who is now at a different position. And she came to us with this and contacted our good friends at Tewakan, Pat and his crew, who are doing an amazing job. You met them all at Blue Goose.
I have.
And they're so much fun. And they're showing up to do all of this. We just get to enjoy it with them.
How nice is that?
I called it. I went, okay, so which tables do we need to man? Which games are we manning? They're going, Kathy, it's taken care of. Okay, where do I get the prizes? Oh, no, Kathy, it's taken care of.
It's done.
And I'm like, I feel like we're not doing enough, but it's going to be so much fun. We're going to participate.
Of course.
We're going to be there with everybody.
Of course.
So we're excited about it. Duck Stamp Day this Saturday at Chahinkapaw, at Dakota Zoo, at Roosevelt Park, at Red River. Duck Stamp Day at your local zoo. Attend it or travel to all of them.
Right.
But Duck Stamp Day this Saturday. Check it out.
How nice is this?
It's so fun.
Again, only can be brought to you through Chahinkapaw Zoo and through all of your friends that you have now.
Oh, got partners, partners. So.
And I've heard some rumblings about something. I don't know what it is coming up in November. Has to do with the zoo. I don't know. I've heard some things.
Rumbling. We've got some good things coming. Well, Game Shows is back live, and we'll be back to talk about that. But it's not too soon to mention that anybody who would like to participate, as far as tickets will be on sale very soon, by the way. They're being printed right now. But we've got some great things happening, and we're bringing it back bigger and better. And I mean,
how excited are you to get people back in there
so
and
happy.
Just, you know, everybody so can be face-to-face again?
I will say people really turned out for the virtual one, and it did the Chahinkapaw well. But we miss the original FaceTime in this world, and that's face-to-face.
Right.
And it's important to connect, not just for the zoo, but just for people.
Okay.
We miss people at that event. So we are going to be... Oh, it's going to be.
So the rumblings and the rumors are true.
They're true.
Okay.
They're true. And the thing is, as you know, you can have your game show host. You can have all this. It's a 21 and over event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And as the night goes, Greg did a great job in here last week describing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't write this stuff, man.
No, you can't script it. You cannot script it.
It is so funny. It's like, oh, my gosh, should they just say what they said? I won't bring Teresa into it, but hello.
Yeah, they've had some good times in the couples game,
definitely. Yeah, Teresa and Tim. It's been so much fun. And just even if you say, I'm not going to go up and play a game show, enjoy the humor.
Just sit there and watch.
And there's going to be other games along the sidelines that are, oh, my gosh. See how excited I am.
I know. You're really, just wound up about this.
So
and people.
Yes.
People.
If there's a business organization out there that says, hey, we want to contribute to that with a prize or with an auction item or a game show prize, let us know. And letters are going out actually this week. So
okay.
You'll be getting that too.
Fantastic. Boy, got a lot coming up. And let's back up a little bit. You got something going on around Halloween too.
I know. I was
it never ends.
I'm going to get back to the office and Ariana's going to go, didn't you want to mention Zubu? Zubu, always happening the 30th, the day before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Zubu, rain or shine or snow or sleet, Zubu's happening. Those letters went out. If your organization did not get one, give us a call. We'll get you the information. The only fee for sponsorship on that is the 2,000 pieces of treats that you'll need.
Yeah, bring it on. You'll need it. Believe
and you'll
me.
You'll need it. And it's 5 to 7. No, 4:30 to 6:30. 4:30 to 6:30 is on a Sunday. 4:30 to 6:30, so the little ones can come on out too and still make it home and have the treats. And
I got to work on the weather for that too.
Yeah, you have a big responsibility.
I do. I promised Julie Foggood stuff for Oktoberfest this Saturday, so the same thing applies to Zubu at the end of October.
Exactly.
So I'll work on it. I got a month to work on it.
You can do one at a time.
We'll
let Julie have her weather first.
All right. Sounds good. Kathy, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Dickman, director at Chankaba Zoo. It's our morning zoo. We do this every Thursday at 8:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
When Mom first started showing signs of memory loss, I gotta be honest, I was devastated. I wanted to find an environment that would help her to thrive. The caring staff at Twin Town Villa's memory care community understands these challenges. The staff has heartfelt commitment to exclusive care for residents with Alzheimer's and with other forms of memory loss. They will work with your family to determine which level of care best suits your loved one. Twin Town Villa in Breckenridge has openings in their memory care community. Call 643-9542 or visit twintownvilla.com.